What's up, Ortandians? It's your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia. Welcome to episode 3 of the 5-day challenge, Get to the Bag, where I take 5 days and talk about a specific industry and how these people can get to the bag. So today, on Tuesday, is Take a Little Off the Top Tuesday. And this is for my barbers. So if you know any barbers, people that cut hair, male or female, I don't care who they are, where they work, you need to tell them to tune in to this episode. All right? Okay. So when you think about a barber, barbers generally, they make money with their hands, right? So if something happens to their hands, how can a barber make money? That's how, you know, you want to think about it. If I'm a barber and I broke my hand, my left hand, say if I cut with my left hand and I broke my left hand, how would I make money? You know what I mean? I can't cut with my right hand. I'm not ambidextrous, so how would I make money? So think of it from that point. So, okay. One way that they can make more money or expand their business, if your barbershop gets a lot of people in, people are always waiting in chairs, waiting in line, people are always referring your barbershop, then you may have a key in on how to get people in the door. So there are some barbers out there that nobody's in their shop. Nobody's referring their shop to anybody. They might have a few of their, you know, their common clients, but other than that, they don't have a whole host of people sitting in chairs waiting to see the next barber. So you can create a course, if you will, a consulting course where you can go into barbershops, barbershop school, or cosmetology schools, really. And you can be a consultant to the schools and help them to help when the students are getting ready to graduate on how, you know, they can get people into their chairs. So that's one way as a consultant on how to get people in the chair. Another thing they could do is if your barbershop is like fly, like the decor is like fly, like if it's pool tables, if the guys are smoking cigars, not that I'm promoting tobacco smoke, but you know what I'm saying, if it's like real sexy, like a not a gentleman's club, heck no, but if it's sexy, like a real nice upscale sports bar, you know, and like big screen TVs, leather sofas, you know, that kind of, you get what I'm saying, maybe some non-alcoholic scotch. There's no such thing. But you know what I'm saying. If it's real sexy like that, maybe you can. Or if it's a sports theme, if you had a real fly sports theme, whatever your theme is, and people are always complimenting you on it, like, yo, I come in here because this joint is fly. You decorated this yourself? Like that kind of stuff. So another course or consulting thing that you can do is you can help barbers to spruce up their barbershop. Okay. Another thing that you can do to get to the bag is you can teach people that are getting out of prison, felons, that, you know, once they come home, nobody's going to hire them. And so maybe you could step up to the plate and teach them barbering skills. So they have a skill so they can get maybe a chair in your shop or a chair in somebody else's shop, whatever the case may be. But maybe you can create your program where people that are coming home, you got your whole little from felon to barber program. You feel me? Something like that. Maybe you can partner with the prison system. Maybe you can get a contract with the prison system to go in and show those guys and girls how to barber, how to cut hair. So that's another way you can get to the bag. Another way you can get to the bag, my barbers, is you can create a product, whether it's a grooming product for beards, although there are a thousand of them. Your beard product would have to be super, super unique to stand out from all the other products that are out there. So if you're doing a beard product, maybe you're doing a skincare line for men. A subscription service where every month somebody can get something, whether it's beard products, whether it's hair shampoo, whatever men use. You know what men like. So maybe you can do a monthly subscription service. That's another way to get to the bag. What else can you do? Let me think. Let's see. Of course, you know, you can rent out your chair. If you have your own shop, you can rent out your chair. Rent out your chairs to other barbers. You already know that. Let me think now. What else can my fellow barbers. I am not your fellow barber. I have no idea how to cut hair. let's see. You can teach teenage. You can go into the schools, teach juniors and seniors how to cut hair. Maybe that's something that they want to get into. Get a contract with the schools or charge the school, however you want to do that. What else can you do? Oh, this just came to my head. If your barbershop, you know, mostly, especially the African-American barbershops, that's the place where guys go, they talk, you know what I'm saying? Well, what you could do maybe once a month, twice a month, after hours, the brothers come in there and they talk, you guys really talk. Maybe you have a counselor, a male counselor, and it's strictly confidential. You guys have coffee, tea, whatever, just kicking it, and you guys can really, really talk about some serious issues. That could be something that you could do. Maybe you charge the guys maybe like $5, whatever, you know. But just something different and unique to give the guys an opportunity to share their heart. I almost forgot about this one. The man weave, which I absolutely despise, but I do understand that the barbers that do man weaves, they make a lot of money. So, if you know, that's another avenue for you to learn how to do man weaves. And apparently men are getting weaves in their beards as well, so go for it, brothers. I had another idea and it just left me. Darn it. It just left me. I'm so sorry. If I think about it again, I will come back, bring it back around. Oh, you can do barbering conferences. Go all around, go on a little tour and just talking to people about the art of the science of barbering, and you become the subject matter expert in barbering. You go on a world tour. You go on a 5-city, 6-city, 7-city tour. Go state to state, city to city. Just like I said, you become the SME of barbering. You talk about all the techniques, the skills needed, the whatever. And you can do that. I think that's just about it. I don't think I have any more ideas. So I hope that was helpful to my barbers out there. Get to the bag, my barbers. If something were to happen to your hands, you need another way to make money. Okay? So like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and tomorrow is called... I don't have a name for Wednesday. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It is Writer's Wednesday. So this is for all my writers out there, my authors, my poets, whatever kind of writer you are. Tomorrow is your day. Stay tuned for episode 4 tomorrow, Writer's Wednesday. And like I always say, once again, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out. What up, Ortandians? It's your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your very, very favorite podcast, House of Ortandia. And today is Wednesday, and you know what that means. We are talking to our writers, and it is Writers Wednesday. So, okay, this is day 4 of the 5-day Get to the Bag Challenge, and we're going to jump right into it, talking to my authors out there. So, how can you get to the bag? You've already written your book. You've gone, maybe you have or have not gone on a book tour. You've had some sales, whether via Kindle, digital books, or your digital version of your books, or you had your print copy of your book. You've had some sales, maybe some great sales, maybe not so great sales. Maybe you're just trying to get some momentum again about over your books. Okay, how can you get to the bag? Well, one way, since you've already written your book, I think you should target the wealthiest generation of this country. And that, my friends, are the baby boomers. They are worth $30 trillion with a T dollars. And they have so much life. They have lived so much life. They have so much experience, so much knowledge, so much wisdom. And they're dying off. And they're taking all of that wisdom with them. They need to write books. And you need to convince them. And not only convince them, but teach them how to write a book. You need to coach them along. So you can start your coaching business specifically for helping baby boomers to write their autobiography, to write their whatever it is they've always wanted to write, but to get that wisdom onto pages. And so they can, those of us that are after the baby boomer generation can eat on their wisdom. So that's one way you can get to the bag, my writers. Another way is to find a conference. There's always a conference going on every day of the world. Every day in the world. There's a conference of some sort going on. So whatever your book's theme was about, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, poetry or whatever, find a conference that your book would go well with. Contact the coordinator. Say, hey, I have a book. I want to send you 30 copies, 20 copies, 40 copies. And I just want you to give them out randomly as you see fit. I'm going to sign them. And I want you to just give them out. You know, you think they're going to say no? You're giving them free merch. That's one. Two, people that have their book, they're going to want to know more about you. They're going to want to buy a book for their friends. The people that didn't get a book at that conference are going to want to, I want that book. So you're going to create buzz about your book. I say all that to say that. And so again, Google a conference. So if you wrote a book on planning, I don't know. If you wrote a book, let's see, let me get specific. Say you wrote a book on, okay, here's one. Say you wrote a book on being a blended family. So you have children and your husband has children and you guys got married and you know you're blending your families together. Fine, there is a conference somewhere about a blended family, about blended families. So send your book, find that conference, find that coordinator, email him or her, see if you can talk on the phone and just share with them, listen, I think my book will go well with your conference. I want to send you 30 copies. I want you to give them. I'm going to sign them. Give them out at your leisure, however you want to give them out. I just ask that you don't sell them. I want to donate this to your conference. You know, and they ain't going to say no. Guaranteed they're not going to say no. And so that's a way to get your name out there so that giving out 30 books so you can sell 2,000 books. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one way to do it. To get to the bags, my authors. Another way to get to the bag is to guest lecture at colleges, whether community colleges or four-year universities. Put yourself out there as a guest lecturer, whether in the creative writing department or the performing arts, whatever department you think that you would fit into, become a guest lecturer. You know, y'all know I can't hardly talk. To be a guest lecturer. I'm going to keep trying until I get it right. I told you this is raw. I am about as real and raw as you can get. I fumble and stumble over my words. I can't hardly pronounce big words. But believe you me, I am as intelligent as they come. But my diction, I can work on my diction a little bit more. How else can you get to the bag? Let's see. You can, here's a good one. Create a short documentary about your book. So again, let's go back to your blended family book. You just wrote a book on being in a blended family. And I'm not talking about you going through this whole, you know, hiring all these directors and producers and spending all of this high budget money. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about grabbing your iPhone 11 with all them cameras on it, getting people that have read your book. I don't even care if they're just your friends that wrote that read that book. Have you seen the Black Love documentary? If you haven't seen that one, you've seen a documentary before. You know how documentaries work. They sit people in a chair and they interview them, and they go from scene to scene. So get people that have read your book, whether friends or actual people that purchased your book, read it, loved it, was able to apply it. Sit them in a chair, get you a nice backdrop, nice light, interview them, put you some background music, all that, set it all up like a nice documentary, whether you want it 30 minutes or whether you want 3-4 parts of it, however you want to do it. And you put that documentary on YouTube and let YouTube be your distribution center, so people can come and watch a documentary about that book. And now I want to read the book, and now I want to buy the book, and now I want to buy the book for somebody else, and now I want to see where you're going to be maybe speaking, and now I want to talk to you, see if you can coach me on writing a book. And it just goes on and you don't stop. So you have to get creative when it comes to that. And I also, last night when I was talking about my barbers and doing a subscription service, I think this would apply to my writers as well. You can do a monthly subscription service. You can add like maybe excerpts from your new book can be something, can be a part of it. I would say do maybe you want to do it electronically. It could be an electronic monthly subscription service where it comes into the person's email inbox once a month, and it could be a link to your course on writing, and it can also be a link to maybe a chapter of your new book. It can also be a link to maybe a course with someone else on another aspect of writing, maybe another genre of writing. Maybe you focus on poetry and that someone else focuses on mystery, or someone else focuses on health or medicine or something like that. So you can incorporate all these different little links in your monthly electronic subscription service. So I think that would be dope for a writer to do. You could charge $9.99 a month, $5.99. I would not suggest that you try to do $30 and $40 a month. You want to keep it at Netflix cost, Hulu cost. $9.99 may be the highest you want to go, especially since it's electronic. You're not getting anything in paper. I think that would be dope for you guys as well. And so, that's all I have for my writers out there. I hope it was helpful. I hope you guys, not just my writers, but yesterday my barbers, and Monday my cooks, and Sunday those that want to get into manufacturing, and my IT people. I pray that all of these suggestions have been helpful to you or someone that you know. Tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow is our last day. And tomorrow is Take Care Thursday. This is for my mental health workers, my social workers. So I'm gonna give you some ideas on how you too can get to the bag. Okay, and like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.